message is intended only for people who will be single on Valentine's Day and only if you can handle a little tough love. The goal here is not to make you feel better about your pitiful predicament, but rather to examine how it came to be in the first place. Let's be honest. There is no more sad or more pathetic mental image than someone sitting home alone on Valentine's Day. So you need to ask yourself the same question many prison inmates often ask themselves, how did I get here? However your life's downward spiral began, there is really only one thing to do to ensure that you don't find yourself alone again this time next year. You must dramatically drop your standards. Yep, no matter how boring, dumb, unattractive, or socially awkward you might be, there is inevitably someone out there of your preferred gender who is worse off than you. So, if you think about it, dropping your standards and settling for whatever you can get is really the only logical way to dig yourself out of this pit of despair. Now, if all the single girls will please hang up. Now to all the single guys who are still listening, you're welcome. Whether you realize it or not, this message has just dramatically increased your chances of hooking up on Valentine's Day. Not that most single girls weren't already going to be sad and vulnerable on Valentine's Day, but if you happen to meet a girl, well, you could probably babble like a fool, step on her toe, spill a drink in her lap, vomit on her shirt, and still wake up in her bed on February 15th. Good luck, and happy Valentine's Day.